Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, taking you with me to the African continent. That's with a special guest from Cameroon. Stay tuned. Sister Jackie belongs to the Order of St. Therese of the Child Jesus. She's from Cameroon, where she lives and works, her job, prison ministry. She recently met with Dulce Araujo, my colleague from our Portuguese program. And her sister, Jackie, coordinates the activities of the International Commission for Catholic Prison Pastoral Care. Dulce asked her what kind of standards there were in prisons, not just in Cameroon, but more broadly across Africa. Let's listen.
Some prisons in Africa, they just starve to death. But for charity groups that come in, they have no food. It's just a dungeon. Most of them have subhuman standards. They have no medical care. They're overcrowded, poor ventilation and lighting. They still use the bucket systems to empty the toilets. So they do everything inside the same room. In few of them, they have one or two meals a day. And they have some kind of backup medical care.
So who exactly are these African prisoners Sister Jackie cares so much about? It seems a survey was recently carried out, one which gave some surprising results, as it appears that some shouldn't be behind bars at all, and that there is a recipe to reverse this trend after all.
Over 80 to 90% of them have not finished primary school education. Over 40% cannot read and write even the alphabet. Over 70% of them have come from dysfunctional families. That is, their parents are either dead, divorced, or separated, and they have grown up with family members. Over still 70% of them are theft-related crimes that they have stolen. And when we did the study, we noticed also that over 60 to 70% of those who are in prison have at least, they're renting a house, they have at least a child to care for, and they have less than the minimum standard wage. And one of the things we also noticed is that only about 1% of those in prison is employed by government, which therefore means that we concluded that lack of education, dysfunctional family system, and poverty are the root causes of crime and imprisonment in Africa. And so we feel that if something is done about educating people, maybe they would commit less of such crimes, of theft. So I haven't made this study. Now we are trying to see how can we lobby for free education, at least for basic education. Because many of them are even in prison because they don't know their rights. They cannot read, they don't know the law, they cannot read, and they are picked up for little things, which if they knew their rights, they could be on bail or they could be let free or call a lawyer or something, but they can't and they don't know what to do. They sign documents they have not read. Some say I did only this, but the documents they have signed, it's completely something else that is written in it. So we think that we want to lobby for free education or education made compulsory up to primary school level. And we need that the church should also encourage families to stay together because many children are victims of dysfunctional family, dysfunctional education. And we also notice that most of those who are in prison have grown up with their mothers only. Majority of them, about 60% of them, lived with their mothers. And so at the age range where they need a masculine support, they don't have it. And with that, we're able to see that the age range in the prisons in Africa, it's 21 to 40 or 35. You have over 90% of those are in prison. And this is the age they should be working or they should have their family.
This begs the question as to where the church is regarding this matter. According to Sister Jackie, in terms of addressing the needs of prisoners, there's a certain amount of neglect. Because, she specifies, pastoral ministry is not just about access to sacraments.
So the church has a lot to do as far as a prison chaplaincy is concerned because it has been neglected. People in the prisons are those who they have very high needs. They have social needs, psychological needs, educational needs. Then you need to listen to them. And when you don't have the time to come to and sit and listen to them and accompany them and help them to find out where they did wrong and how to get out of it, then you are not helping them. We need to help them to get to themselves, to find out what the problems are, see how you can accompany them. And I challenge the church because that is where I think Christ would ask us. He said, I was in prison, and he visited me. And he expects us to work with those people because they are the poorest of the poor. They have no liberty. They are the last. They are the lost. They are the least. Nobody wants them. Everybody feels they are wrong and they should be away from the society. And it is the place where the church should say no, even though they have done wrong, we can help them, because that is why Christ came, for those who are sinners, not for the good. The church has a lot to do there, and the church is doing something very small, trying to lobby to help them to realize that there is something to be done in the prison. There is a lot to be done. It is a needed area, and they should start looking at it.
But at this point, let's take a closer look at what Sister Jackie actually does at the New Bell Prison in Douala, where she caters for the needs of prisoners on a daily basis.
I work every day in the prison, and we are about 8 of us in our team. We have a priest who is also a prison chaplain. He says mass because he has another full-time job in a school, but at least he says masses on Sundays. So on Mondays, go to the prisons and talk with the prisoners, listen to them, take down their problems, and work those who need legal assistance. And then on Tuesdays, we have medical consultations. On Wednesdays, I work in the courts. I go to the courts to find out the problems which they have and how we can resolve them. On Thursdays, we have medical consultations. On Fridays, we do two things. On Fridays, we listen to the prisoners and we also go to the courts. And in between the times we have, we look for the victims. If they send us to their families or if they write a letter and they want us to go and ask for pardon or to reconcile, then we do that also. So we also have the rehabilitation center for ex-prisoners where we receive those who have left prison and want to do something with their lives.
And our thanks there go to Sister Jackie of the Order of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. And of course to my colleague Dulce Araujo from our Portuguese program. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.